This show is a production of LifeSpring Media and is brought to you in part by gifts from listeners like you. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is number 107. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we're going to be reading Joshua chapters 13 through 15. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 13. When Joshua was very old, the Lord told him, "You are very old, and a great deal of land remains to be conquered. This is the land that remains: all the territory of the Philistines and all of the Geshurites, from the Shihor River, east of Egypt, northward to the territory of Ekron. It is regarded as Canaanite territory, including the area belonging to the five Philistine lords who ruled in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, as well as Avite land to the south. All the Canaanite territory from Era in the region of Sidon to Aphek, as far as Amorite territory. The territory of Byblos and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. I will drive out before the Israelites all who live in the hill country from Lebanon to Mizrephoth Maim, all the Sidonians. You be sure to parcel it out to Israel as I instructed you. Now divide up this land among the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh." The other half of Manasseh, Reuben, and Gad received their allotted tribal lands beyond the Jordan, just as Moses, the Lord's servant, had assigned them. Their territory started from Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley, included the city in the middle of the valley, and the whole plain of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of King Sihon of the Amorites who ruled in Heshbon, and ended at the Ammonite border. Their territory also included Gilead, Geshurite, and Maacathite territory, all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salika, the whole kingdom of Og and Bashan, who ruled in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was one of the few remaining Rephaites. Moses defeated them and took their lands, but the Israelites did not conquer the Geshurites and Maacathites. Geshur and Maacah live among Israel to this very day. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the sacrificial offerings made to the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Reuben by its clans. Their territory started at Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley, and included the city in the middle of the valley, the whole plain of Medeba, Heshbon, and all its surrounding cities on the plain, including Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kittimoth, Mephath, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zareth Shahar on the hill in the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth. It encompassed all the cities of the plain and the whole realm of King Sihon of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon. Moses defeated him and the Midianite leaders, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba. They were subjects of Sihon and lived in his territory. The Israelites killed Balaam, son of Beor, the omen reader, along with the others. The border of the tribe of Reuben was the Jordan. The land allotted to the tribe of Reuben by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the tribe of Gad by its clans. Their territory included Jazer, all the lands of Gilead, and half of Ammonite territory as far as Aroer near Rabbah. Their territory ran from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpah and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir. It included the valley of Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, and the rest of the realm of King Sihon of Heshbon, the area east of the Jordan to the end of the Sea of Kinnereth. The land allotted to the tribe of Gad by its clans included these cities and their towns. Moses assigned land to the half-tribe of Manasseh by its clans. Their territory started at Mahanaim and encompassed all Bashan, the whole realm of King Og of Bashan, including all 60 cities and Havoth-Jair in Bashan, half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei. Cities in the kingdom of Og in Bashan were assigned to the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, to half the descendants of Machir by their clans. These are the land assignments made by Moses on the plains of Moab, east of the Jordan River, opposite Jericho. However, Moses did not assign land as an inheritance to the Levites. Their inheritance is the Lord God of Israel, as he instructed them. Joshua chapter 14. The following is a record of the territory assigned to the Israelites in the land of Canaan by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the Israelite tribal leaders. The land assignments to the nine and a half tribes were made by drawing lots, as the Lord had instructed Moses. Now Moses had assigned land to the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan, but he assigned no land to the Levites. The descendants of Joseph were considered as two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites were allotted no territory, though they were assigned cities in which to live, along with the grazing areas for their cattle and possessions. The Israelites followed the Lord's instructions to Moses and divided up the land. The men of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said about you and me to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy on the land, and I brought back to him an honest report. My countrymen who accompanied me frightened the people, but I remained loyal to the Lord my God." That day Moses made this solemn promise, "Surely the land on which you walked will belong to you and your descendants permanently, for you remained loyal to the Lord your God. So now, look, the Lord has preserved my life just as he promised these past 45 years since the Lord spoke these words to Moses, during which Israel traveled through the wilderness. Now look, I am today 85 years old. Today I am still as strong as when Moses sent me out. I can fight and go about my daily activities with the same energy I had then. Now assign me this hill country which the Lord promised me at that time. No doubt you heard at that time that the Anakites lived there in large fortified cities. But assuming the Lord is with me, I will conquer them as the Lord promised." Joshua asked God to empower Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and assign him Hebron. So Hebron remains the assigned land of Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this very day, because he remained loyal to the Lord God of Israel. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. Arba was a famous Anakite. Then the land was free of war. Joshua chapter 15. The land allotted to the tribe of Judah by its clans reached to the border of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin, in the Negev, far to the south. Their southern border started at the southern tip of the Salt Sea, extended south of the Scorpion Ascent, crossed to Zin, went up from the south of Kadesh Barnea, crossed to Hezron, went up to Adar, and turned toward Karkah. It then crossed Asmon, extended to the stream of Egypt, and ended at the sea. This was their southern border. The eastern border was the Salt Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern border started north of the Salt Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, crossed north of Beth Araba, and went up to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, turning northward to Gilgal, which is opposite the pass of Adumim, south of the valley, crossed to the waters of En-Shemesh, and extended to En-Rogel. It then went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites on the south, that is, Jerusalem, going up to the top of the hill opposite the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the west, which is at the end of the valley of the Rephaites, to the north. It then went from the top of the hill to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, extended to the cities of Mount Ephron, and went to Bala, that is Kiriath Jearim. It then turned from Bala westward to Mount Seir, crossed to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is Kesalon, descended to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timnah. It then extended to the slope of Ekron to the north, went toward Shikaron, crossed to Mount Bala, extended to Jabneel, and ended at the sea. The western border was the Mediterranean Sea. These were the borders of the tribe of Judah and its clans. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, was assigned Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, within the tribe of Judah, according to the Lord's instructions to Joshua. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out from there three Anakites, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. From there he attacked the people of Debir. Debir used to be called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "To the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer, I will give my daughter Aksah as a wife." When Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured it, Caleb gave Aksah his daughter to him as a wife. One time Aksah came and charmed her father so that she could ask him for some land. When she got down from her donkey, Caleb said to her, "What would you like?" She answered, "Please give me a special present. Since you have given me land in the Negev, now give me springs of water." So he gave her both upper and lower springs. This is the land assigned to the tribe of Judah by its clans. These cities were located at the southern extremity of Judah's tribal land, near the border of Edom. Kabzeel, Adir, Jagger, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telim, Beeloth, Hazor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazargada, Heshbon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziothia, Bala, Aim, Ezem, Eltolad, Kezil, Horma, Zikla, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon, a total of 29 cities and their towns. These cities were in the lowlands: Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanaoth, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Sharaim, Adithaim, and Gedera, or Gederothaim, a total of 14 cities and their towns: Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilein, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bazkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Nama, and Makeda, a total of 16 cities and their towns: Libna, Ether, Ashen, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Merisha, a total of 9 cities and their towns. Ekron and its surrounding towns and settlements from Ekron westward, and all those in the vicinity of Ashdod and their towns, Ashdod with its remaining towns and settlements, and Gaza with its surrounding towns and settlements as far as the stream of Egypt and the border of the Mediterranean Sea. These cities were in the hill country: Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Debir, Aneb, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, a total of 11 cities and their towns: Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afikah, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, and Zior, a total of 9 cities and their towns: Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanua, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, a total of 10 cities and their towns: Halhul, Beth Zur, Gedor, Marath, Beth Anath, and Eltikon, a total of 6 cities and their towns: Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, a total of 2 cities and their towns. These cities were in the desert: Beth Araba, Midin, Sekekah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, a total of 6 cities and their towns. The men of Judah were unable to conquer the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. The Jebusites live with the people of Judah in Jerusalem to this very day. And so we're learning where each tribe was allocated its land. Some very unusual names for your host to try to read. Please forgive me for my mispronunciation on some of the names. And tomorrow we'll continue. Thank you for joining me today. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you.